Sometimes it's hard to get interviewees to open up when you first meet them.
Yeah, speak. Speak. Oh, inside voices. That's very good.
Meet Bella, a 2-year-old yellow Labrador retriever, and her trainer, Morgan Searing. I caught up with them last week while Bella was showing off her skills to a group of kindergarten students touring the WVU Service Dog Training Center at the university's research farm. The dog training program began 10 years ago as a class to give pre-veterinary students the chance to learn about animal behavior. But now it trains dogs for veterans who have both PTSD and mobility issues. The training center has all the things you would find in a typical house, from a living room and a set of stairs to a row of fridges that the dogs can practice opening. Bella is trotting over to the fridge. She pulls open the door and grabs a bottle. She hands it to Searing and closes the door. Searing says Bella has also been trained to provide a buffer for her person when he's out in public.
Her person likes a lot of space, so she'll walk around the person to keep like a imaginary bubble around them. So she'll just circle around her person if he gets uncomfortable.
Bella is nearing the end of her training. Dr. Jean Mead runs the service dog program at WVU. She says Bella's skills will be customized to fit her person's particular needs.
When he gets stressed, he strokes his beard, and so he wanted us to teach the dog when he started to stroke his beard to come and put her head in his lap as a calming thing.
Mead says having a service dog can be a transformative experience for a veteran with PTSD.
We have another veteran that could no longer stay in the same bedroom with his wife at night because he would have severe night terrors.
So the veteran wears a heart rate monitor.
So that at night when he's sleeping and his heart rate starts to accelerate, the dog alarm awakens him before he goes into a nightmare, which has really changed his life.
Many veterans say that a therapy dog can help alleviate the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. Now researchers at WVU are studying whether service dogs might help control the symptoms of PTSD in the workplace.
There's a tremendous amount of anecdotal evidence that service dogs are really helping these folks, but there's not a lot of empirical evidence to support it. And so the VA is waiting for that empirical evidence to make their decision of whether they will fund benefits for psychological service dogs.
We're trying to generate that empirical evidence as to whether or not service dogs could help veterans get back into employment and society.
That's Professor Matt Wilson. Working with psychology specialists at WVU, Wilson designed a scientific study to examine how dogs in the workplace affect veterans with PTSD. During the study, veterans will be monitored in a simulated work environment while they perform mildly stressful tasks. Dr. Mead is also involved in the study.
We have a computer-simulated task that is intended to induce stress. The veterans are hooked up to heart rate monitors and eye blink monitors and are asked to do this demanding task, and then these physiological parameters are measured.
Two types of tasks will be used. One is much like a hearing test, where participants are asked to respond to flashing lights on a screen. The other involves completing math problems. Because it can cost up to $25,000 to train a service dog, Mead says one of the study's goals is to find out whether a therapy dog can provide the same benefit as a service dog. She explained that a therapy dog doesn't require the same intensive training that a service dog needs.
So would a therapy dog in a workplace provide stress release to someone that wasn't their dog, it's just wandering around through the office setting, or do you really have to have that bond with the dog to get that kind of a response and benefit?
The research is part of a WVU project called ROVER. ROVER stands for Returning Our Veterans to Employment and Reintegration. Wilson says he is currently recruiting veterans with and without service dogs for the ROVER study. Wilson also encourages veterans across the nation to complete a survey on the Project ROVER website. Among other things, information gathered through the survey will aid in the design of more studies that focus on the barriers veterans with PTSD face in reintegrating back into civilian life. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.